7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
So close. 7:29 p.m. Wow. I'm willing to bet that the vast majority of clocks in a certain time zone read 7:29 a.m. What p.m.? What did it say? I wasn't paying attention, and it doesn't even matter because the actual time is, of course, 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the dubious gold committee. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the dubious goals committee. You probably knew that already, but on the off chance that you didn't, hello. You must be one of the new people. Welcome to the dubious goals committee. I'm pouring some tea. Why? Because I need to drink some tea. What kind of tea do I have? Oh, it's good. Oh, it's quite delicious. Oh, it's so yummy, I just can't get enough. Oh, yeah, we're back on the Chie Guan Yin again today. And I'm getting kind of low on my Chie Guan Yin. I need to go out and buy some more. I need to go to the store. I need to go to the special tea store and other fun products because I'm also running out of a certain candy. I only have like 3 pieces left. So I got to go to the special store to get my candy, my tea, and there was something else I was going to get. But now, I don't remember what it was. And it doesn't matter because I am not going grocery shopping today. No, I'm not. So what are we doing today? Well, let's get out of the car. But I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be out here. See, now that I'm actually out of the car, we're real borderline. It's slightly warmer than I should be able to handle, but we got a nice breeze going and a lot of the humidity burned off. There was some really bad humidity yesterday. Anyway, so maybe we're not going to be out here for very long, but I did want to come down to the creek today just because I really haven't been outside in a while. Well, actually, I sort of have been outside, but I haven't been able to go out and do any cool fun stuff. Go out and look at nature. No, I've been running around and doing other weird stuff. But I've been able to eat some good food. I've got some family in town. And that's good when family is in town, because then we go out to eat in all my favorite restaurants. And last night I got to go to the Mediterranean Bistro, and I had my jujay kebab, and it was yummy. All right, I'm under the canopy. I'm looking around. I'm looking up in the trees. I'm looking down into the trees. I'm looking for marmots to my right. I'm not seeing any. I'm also looking for owls. Oh, I can see that there's golfers on the tee, teeing off, and the guy just hit the ball into the trees. How many of you guys do we have up here on the tee? 1, 2, I think. And now they gotta go look for their ball. Ha ha. Okay, so I'm staring up into trees looking for owls. Looking for owls, looking for anything else interesting that might be in trees. You never know. Marmots often climb trees. Sometimes you see marmots in trees, so look in trees. What are these guys doing? Are they really going to try to look for that ball? Golfers. You gotta wonder. Alright, I'm not seeing any owls, but it's pretty rare that we just walk in here and see them. It's not until we're down here for a while, moving around and doing stuff, that they get disturbed by our actions. And then we see them when they decide to move. It's like, oh, you're just gonna move around in the creek and make noise. Bleh. I'm an owl. I'm going to leave. Then they fly away. And then I go, there's an owl, you know. So that's what we're doing. I want to see an owl or something. I want to see some interesting dude action. And I'm not finding any. I'm not finding any yet. It's time to head down into the creek. I'm hearing strange sounds in the neighborhood. Oh, I know what that is. There's a street sweeper. I think he's going to go by. We're going to hear that. I don't see any owls. Wait, what's that over there? Nah, that's nothing. Okay, let's head down. Kind of have something of a sinus thing going on today too. I don't know why. Let's get down here. Walked through a web. Get me some web face. That's always fun. Okay, we're all the way down. Now that we've got a different perspective, I look back up into the trees. I look back up into the trees because I want to see some owls. But I don't see any. And you know how I was just talking about how it was less humid? I might have been lying. I know what it is. It's a little bit, all the humidity sinks down into the creek here. And I'm not even over by the golf ball area, but I can see golf balls. I see an orange one in the ravine. There is a red. That red one is still up on the cliff where it's been for the last few weeks. There's a white one stuck in some trees on the cliff. All right, we might as well walk over there. Oh, yeah, there's color everywhere. Oh, my God. There's... Now I swallowed a bug. There's a lot of golf balls down here. How many am I seeing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, possibly 21. Most of them are white. Like I said, there's an orange one in the ravine. There's an orange in the water under the ravine. There's an orange in the water kind of over here. And there's a red. Do I want to get the oranges and the reds? The ones that are easy to pick up? I don't know. First thing I want to do is I want to walk over here, though. And look up into the trees over here. Looking for owls. Oh, I see a butterfly. I see a monarch butterfly. He looks nice. He is not an owl. I don't know if I feel like walking down here, or do I? I don't know. Might as well try it. Ow. Yeah. Okay, so still not seeing any owls. I'm vaguely disappointed. Am I disappointed in myself, or am I disappointed in owls? Neither. I'm actually starting to wonder how migratory owls are, and thinking maybe perhaps they've
started to move on to warmer climes. However, it's still blazingly hot here. Oh, another butterfly. Oh, it's butterfly day, apparently, here at the creek. All right, I'm walking upstream of the golf ball area. Oh, and there's even golf balls this far. And there's a red in the water. And there's something weird in the water. It might be a light pink. Oh, and there's... And Vasislos. Here's a... Oh my goodness. There's a white golf ball here on this side of the creek. It's not just white. We gotta get it. We gotta get it. Oh, yes. Because guess what it is? It's another soccer ball. Golf ball. We've come across these. This is a Callaway. I have three. I have three Callaways that are soccer balls, but they have red spots. This one is different. This is a Callaway number three. It has red and blue spots. The pentagons are red and blue instead of just red, but the red ones aren't pure red. They are red and white stripes, and the blue ones are blue, but they have little white stars in them. That's right. It's some kind of red, white, and blue American flag patriotic style golf ball. And that's going in my pocket as I pick up this stick. Do I want this stick? I'm going to need a stick. I need... Okay, forget it. I'm starting to have golf ball anxiety. We now need to go down into the creek proper. Into the creek bed. Because there's too many golf balls. Okay, here's a white one. We can leave it. There's a yellow. Leave it. This, what I thought was a red golf ball, is not a red golf ball. What is this? It is a piece of plastic that I'm going to save because this would be a good... I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is, but it would make a good knob for an electronic device. It's going in my pocket. Okay, we've got golf balls. What is this weird golf ball in the water here? We gotta get it. We gotta get it. Because it's strange. We need a stick to get it. This is a good golf ball retrieval stick. And, yeah, we're good. Okay, what the heck is this? What is this golf ball? Oh. Oh boy, it's something weird. It's a boob ball, but it's not pink. This is a new color. This is a brand new color of golf ball that I've never retrieved before. All I can say is it's like peach. It's like peach color. It's a very light orange with a tinge of pink to it, and the brand name is Diamond Ice. It is a Diamond Ice number 3. It has a white boob ribbon logo on it, and that's about it. What the hell color is this? This is fascinating. Fascinating, he says, as he puts the second new golf ball that he's never seen before in his pocket. Wow. Wow. Who knew that this was going to be golf ball day? La 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 la. I didn't. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, it's the creek. You're always going to find golf balls there. I'm like, yeah. Okay, here's a yellow. Do I want it? No, leave it there, Tobe. Don't. I'm still fishing it out. Why would I want this? We have plenty of yellow golf balls. And it's nothing special. It's just a Titleist number 2. And it's got two spots on it. Somebody has taken a magic marker and marked it with two little dots. The funny thing is, I have at least one other golf ball with the same dot pattern on it. So, what does that mean? It means that there's somebody who's not very good at golf. And there's two more white ones up there. Somebody who's not very good at golf likes to mark their golf balls that way. All right, I'm walking downstream in the creek bed near some marmot and raccoon tracks. I need to step over the stream now. And I broke my stick. There's another yellow golf ball in the water here. Do I want it? I'm fishing it towards me. Oh, it doesn't look very good. It is a pro staff. I'm leaving it. I don't want it. Why did I? Yeah, I don't want yellow golf balls. White golf ball. White golf ball. White golf ball. White golf ball. Okay, now here we're coming up to some interesting business. Do 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 do. I'm at the picnic table dam. There's golf balls in the deep part of the water. The deep part, which is all of, 30 centimeters deep. All right. Now, there's some color in the deep. What's in here? Well, we got how many balls in the deep? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I want whatever color this is. I think this is orange, but it's hard to tell. And I'm fishing it out of the water. What is it? It's a Srixon number 2. No big deal. What are these? This one, is this a white ball or is this? Okay, we got double weirdness. We're taking both of these. We got another emoji ball. Holy crap. And we've got a green? Is it a Taylor green? Or is this a yellow? We gotta wash it off. This one, can't really tell. This one, it's that color that's between orange and green. And we've got an orange Srixon number 2. Wash it off. It's good shape. Might as well keep it. And then here's the other treasure that we got today. What is it? Oh, it's in good shape too. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, there's a scrape on the other side. That's okay. We've got another emoji ball. This one is it's yellow. And it's the face that's laughing that has tears coming out of its eyes. Oh, it's so funny. I'm laughing until tears come out of my eyes. That's what this ball is. It's a little dirty. It says emoji on the back, the logo in red. It's a number 1. There is a slight nick or scrape on the logo, but still. This is technically, and I didn't tell you about this, this is technically the third emoji ball that we have found. We have found one other yellow one that was just the regular happy face emoji. And then we found that red one, the first red golf ball that wasn't bright red that we ever found, and it was shiny. It was actually the angry emoji face, but the graphic got scraped off of it, mostly. So it was kind of worthless. You could barely just read the logo. So about a week ago, one night, I actually scraped the whole logo off. Or not the logo, but the actual like emoji face. So now it's just a red golf ball that you can kind of read the emoji logo on the back. So now we technically have 3 emoji balls. I'm putting those in my pocket. Oh, because we need to go over here. I don't even really need the stick for this one, do I? Not really. But there's two white golf balls here and an orange. What is the orange? It is a Callaway number 3. I gotta bend down to get it. Ugh. That's not smart, Tobe. That's okay. And now we gotta wash it off. Very nice. Very nice orange. Very nice orange Callaway. Regular old orange ball. So great. What a score today. And I can see that orange ball up in the ravine taunting me. But it can taunt all at once. I'm not even going to bother trying to get it. And I could get up there if I really wanted to. if I really wanted to risk my health. I'm checking the ravine just to make sure there's no blue balls in there or purple balls or anything. That orange ball's going in my pocket. I'm gonna grab the stick. And then we need to just take a step over here, walk on there, step on here. Okay, white golf ball, white golf ball. Three white golf balls, all spaced exactly 120 centimeters apart. Somebody's been down here recently. I see human footprints that were here probably this morning. And it wasn't anybody picking up golf balls, because these golf balls are still right here. And we're going to grab this red one. Use my stick to sort of get it towards me. There we go. And it is a Callaway number one, red. And I'm walking on marmot tracks. There's marmot tracks down here. Lots of marmoty tracks. Look at all these white golf balls. It's not even funny. It's one of my favorite things to say. It's not even funny. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Yeah, there's at least... Oh, yeah, well, there's a 22. Then there's the white ones down there. So 24, 25, 26. Then there's the yellow one we left down there. 27, the orange one in the ravine. 28, and the red one on the edge of the cliff right there. 29. Oh, here's a white one in the water that I didn't see down here. 30. There's 30 golf balls down here. I need to wash this red one off. Yeah. Still needs to be cleaned, but I'm not going to worry about it. And I'm not going to clean it. Hey, there's something else in the water, like a yellow or a green, but that one's way too much effort. The only reason I'm picking up the red and the oranges is because red and orange are very popular, and I fully intend to sell golf balls. All these golf balls, especially the colored ones. I'm going to sell the white ones in bulk. I'm just going to say, yeah, here's 25 balls, give me $5. But I will get more money for the colored ones. And I'm climbing back up on the bank. It's getting a little too warm. We need to think about getting out of here. And I'm not going to sell golf balls this year. Oh my God, how did I miss this? Right as we come down, there's a green golf ball right here on this side of the bank. It's a green Callaway. It's a green Callaway number one. What the hell? But this is pissing me off because I can't put it in my pocket because it is all dirty. So we got to get back down into the creek so I can wash it off. But as I was saying, I feel like it's a little late in the season to be selling golf balls, because people aren't going to be golfing for much longer. All right, we need a better... Hey, what's that? No, we don't want that golf ball, Tobe. Oh my God, stay focused, Tobe. You distraction monkey. We gotta get over. Here's a better spot. I need slightly deeper water. So I'm thinking what I'm gonna do is get all my golf balls together. Do I want this one? A number zero. It's a Top Flight Infinity number zero. I've never seen a number zero. Leave it, Tobe. God damn. This is getting stupid, people. Downright stupid. As I was saying, being as the golfing season is almost over, I think I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until springtime for when golfing season starts back. I come up again and people are enthusiastic and they want to get outside. They want to play golf. And what I'll do is I'll take all my golf balls to the corner down there and I'll set up my little used golf ball shop. Tobes Used Golf Balls. Cheap, colorful golf balls for all of your golfing pleasures. Oh. All right. It's true that I may have just overexerted myself a little bit. That's okay, because we're walking out of here right now. Yeah, I hope I don't die trying to get out of here. Ugh, and there's the worst part. My pockets are heavy. My pockets are heavy, full of golf balls. Beautiful, colorful golf balls. And I'm having difficulty getting back up. Okay, now we're good. My pants are very heavy. I'm wearing shorts, and they are trying to fall down. They are trying to instigate a wardrobe malfunction, but that's not possible because I do have some pants security devices. And I hate to use the word, but they're carabiners. Well, sort of. You know, they're those cheap aluminum carabiners that are just for show. The non-functional ones. You can't use them to climb. You know, they're just for putting your keys on or whatever, right? I have two of those working as a belt holding my pants up. All right, but I gotta go over here into the shade. I lost track of how many and what did we find today. Holy man, as I pull these out of my pocket, we found the whole freaking rainbow today. Wow. This is just great. What do we have? We got two yellows. A Titleist number 2 and a TaylorMade. They're kind of like fluorescent yellow, chartreuse type of yellow. We've got another yellow. It's the emoji ball with the laughing tears coming out of its eyes. So that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9 golf balls today. Callaway green, Callaway orange, Callaway red. We've got a Srixon orange number 2, and then we got the 2 oddballs. Wow. We got the weird ball that's like orange. It's like a combination of orange and pink. And it's not a Volvic, but it has that like crystal finish. It's obviously a very thick, very clear coating on this ball. What the hell color is this? Beautiful. And then of course we got this weird American flag spotted soccer ball that needs to be washed off a little bit better, Tobe, you dirty monkey. 9 golf balls today. Good ones. 2 unique new types of golf balls that I've never found before. Oh, it's a hell of a day. And right now, I'm getting hot and I'm sweaty and I'm just enjoying standing in the shade catching this breeze. Because as soon as I get in my car, I'm going to overheat because there's no wind blowing on me keeping me cool. So I'm going to have to turn on the air conditioner and crank it up. Hey, is there a cat in that window? Anyway, the good news is I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Rare Golf Ball Finding Committee, a show that airs every single day when we go into the creek at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go home, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.